Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
The Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the Brighter Side of Recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy.
Hello.
Thanks
everybody.
For hanging out with
Thank
us all day
you.
Long. And of course, Tom. And of course, we've got Rod Espedito in here.
Espedito
here. It's not even.
No, we've been teasing Kim about her name pronunciations all day today.
Anyways, and we're so glad that you're in studio with us. And so we've got a really great show here today. And of course, I want to say thank you to Soba Recovery Center for sponsoring our show. And, of course, all of our sponsors. We have so many people that make this possible for us to be here. And, of course, I do want to remind everybody of our website at kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen there. But also our podcast. And our podcast is on iTunes, and it's Kim Pagano Show. So definitely subscribe to that so that you can hear all of our great shows. I do want to give out our phone number here. And our phone number is 805-419-0008 419-0008. And again, we've got lots of things that we're always giving away and sharing with our listeners. But not only that, if there's a guest that you want to know a little bit more about, and of course on our recovery show, if you want to get in touch with any of our guests, we would love to share that with you. So definitely always, we love your calls. We want to hear from you. And we thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that we do have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And a different one for our podcast, our recovery show, because we do have our two morning shows, and that is The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that's from 6 to 8, so I hope that you joined us there. Again, this show is really about the brighter side of recovery. It's from anybody that is having a problem with addiction, mental health, depression, really anything. I mean, really, it all kind of ties
we've
together.
We've talked about recovery from traumas before or loss.
Yeah.
We've had lots of...
There's so many levels of life, and really that's what we're doing here. We're just putting it on the table, really being real about it. And I thank you so much for being here. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our giveaways that we have?
Got some great restaurants to start off, Kim. Pete's Breakfast House, we have a $25 gift certificate for Freebird's World Burrito, Urbane Cafe, the Midtown Cafe Veggie Grill. We also have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, along with that, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's Famous Dave's, and free kids' meals. That's right, from The Habit. As far as the entertainment goes, A Christmas Carol is running through the 20th of December, and that is this month, for the Rubicon Theater's presentation of A Christmas Carol with Joe Spano. Great show. We have on December 16th some funny stuff, and that is Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Camarillo Cinemas. That's a Paseo Camarillo featuring Jason Love. And finally, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting Winter Wonderettes and another fun home tour we talked about, Red Barn Holiday Boutique. And that's happening Sunday, tomorrow, for the Metal Arc Service League. Great opportunity to go check out some beautiful home tours and also the Red Barn with those holiday buys.
There you go. Thanks so much, Tom. Let's start off with A Christmas Carol, and that's running all the way till the 20th. We've got tickets for that, and that's, of course, at Rubicon Theater. And it was amazing. What a great cast and some huge names in there, right? And so I definitely recommend that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Rod, thank you so much for being here in our studio with us. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, kind of your passion, and so many things about you.
It's been so long. I've been in the field since February of 89. I was in rehab in July of 88, and there was an intervention done on me. And by Dr. Ron Holman, who owns Holman Professional Counseling Centers and the Holman Group. And it was about 8 minutes long because I had just kind of flatlined in front of my parents with a heroin overdose.
Poor parents, yeah.
My mom was the catalyst for me to go because I just got out of the military and being incarcerated and had major PTSD that I couldn't even spell it then. You know, it was just bad. And was using as much opiates as I could to numb and to quiet my head. And so they saw me die, and that wasn't good. And my mom and dad put a stop to it. And because of my father and what he did, he had access to certain people. And Dr. Holman came in, and he had the most god-awful, ugly-looking tattoo on his arm. It was just hideous-looking. I'm like, yeah, you've been around, you know, and you've been there and done that. He goes, well, what is that? He goes, it's a gargoyle. I'm like, really? Gargoyle? It looked like it was done like from a coloring book, you know. And so we started talking.
Okay, wait, I must be missing it. What is a gargoyle?
A gargoyle is like something that's a medieval that
okay,
sits on,
kind
you
of
know, yeah.
Dragon head wings, okay. Kind of statue things on
see, Tracy, okay,
and stuff.
I'm so glad you're here. Okay, yeah.
I've got two
like
boys.
Smurf,
what can I tell you?
Know, really,
I got two boys too, but I don't know if I've ever seen a gargoyle. They draw
different
things, you know.
I've got one who's into mythology and fantasy.
Okay. So I thought he might know something, but I thought that he was lying because he said that he was a recovering heroin addict. And I'm like, how? I didn't believe it, you know. And the thing that was kind of intrusive that blew me away is that Dr. Holman talked to me as though he didn't talk down to me. He didn't talk, you know, he talked to me in a way that made me understand that I needed help. And I've used my intervention as a boilerplate to help out others. There was no letters involved. I'm kind of jumping ahead, but you know, there was no letters involved. It was one-on-one, and then it was my parents brought in to talk to me, and it worked. You know, I believe that the Johnson philosophy works for a certain amount of people, which is basically letter reading, and you know, in an intervention. I believe one-on-one is good, and two or three-on-one is good. It's like whatever it takes, basically, to get the person to become willing to want to go commit to 90 days of treatment, not 30, you know, and I got a bad...
So were you totally resistant, or did you know that you needed help?
I broke my mom's heart, and that killed me. You know, I saw her, and she basically said to me, ready? Roderick, I need you to leave, because I know you're going to die, and I don't want to see you do it. You know, and my uncle, her brother, died of a heroin overdose after she got out of Vietnam. And I just felt so bad because she was like the last person in the world I would want to hurt, you know.
So, you know, I want to just join Sherry Gaba just walked in. And how are you, Sherry?
I'm fantastic. Good. So good to be here and doing our recovery show today.
Yeah, yeah. And Sherry is a recovery coach. Mm-hmm. And so, Sherry, you deal with this a lot through SOBA and, you know, just through your practice and all that. What happens, you know, I mean, in your heart, you know that it's not what you want to do. It's not what you want to be. But is there a depression that takes over? And maybe, Sherry, you can start off and then we'll kind of hand it back.
I mean, I think most addiction, underlying addiction, is some kind of trauma, anxiety, depression, some dual diagnosis. That's why people self-medicate.
Correct.
So I take it, we're talking about intervention, right?
Correct.
And how that process works. And I'm curious, what are the most grave situations that you feel intervention is just absolutely mandatory, and yet at the same time, there's so many people that cannot afford a true intervention. And so a lot of times people will ask me, you're a therapist, Sherry, can't you just talk to my son? And, I'm a licensed therapist. I am not a trained interventionist. Mm-hmm. I understand family dynamics, mm-hmm. but I really also believe in the boundaries of a really great interventionist. So, maybe explain to me, what do you do with a family that can't afford maybe an interventionist but really need an interventionist?
Great point. Great question.
I have done 883 interventions. I've never turned a family away because of money. I just never have. I've never told anybody to wait, until I wrap up this money job and to do a pro bono or a free job. And the one thing that I've learned is that no addict or alcoholic I've ever met, or eating disorder or compulsive gambler, any what we call IEDs, intermittent explosive disorders, are all behavioral modification treated disorders like gambling, sexual addiction, eating disorders, trichotillomania, kleptomania, hair pulling.
Okay. Okay.
And pyromania. These are all learned behaviors. Nobody's born this way. So, with that, I utilize behavioral modification, in the intervention, and let them know that, you didn't get here in one day. You got here over a period of time. You learned how to be this bad or this addicted. So don't think that, it's going to happen in a day or two. It's going to hurt in the beginning. It's going to be scary and different, But the most important thing is that if you can instill hope, and I always ask them at the end, do you feel like you got a chance? Do you feel like you have hope? And majority of the time they say yes. I have an 83% success rate.
So, okay, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry. We've got Rod in the studio right now, Tracy, Tom, and we're talking about interventions and sober coaching. Let me ask you a question. What if, Sherry was saying, they can't afford it? And obviously, if they can't afford the intervention, where do they go from there if they can't afford, a recovery center? Or what would you recommend?
I always have a network of favors owed to me all over the place. I have a deal with programs. I don't take a kickback. I know I'm, hurt some people's feelings right now. But what I do is for every 3 private pays that I send them, I ask for a scholarship bet in return.
Oh, my God, you're awesome.
And I've done that for 27, 28 years now, I've been offered money, but I want that free because sometimes people can afford an intervention, but they can't afford treatment, or whatever. I've never turned away anyone, whether it be coaching. It's a little bit different if they live close to me, but if they're far, it's not so easy. I've coached over 1,100 people,
So when you say coaching, what does that mean?
Coaching is the second, it's either one of two things, okay? It comes from, I do the intervention, they go into a detox, and I come out and handle them because they're on, because of a contract, they can't go into a rehab. I take rehab to them. I don't talk about the steps. I don't talk about anything that has to do with recovery. I talk about treatment and behavioral modification. That's exactly what it is. Through assignments and targeted assignments and peeling back the layers of what they became over a period of time, and doing that while they're on tour or at a movie location, they love it. I mean, basically, I started doing this in 91.
So you live with them. You're basically living with them
24/7. I'm welded to their hip.
Yeah, so what's really exciting is our next guest in the next half an hour is going to differentiate between sober coaching, recovery coaching, life coaching, sober companion, sponsors. These are really big questions that people are wondering. And actually, a lot of the 12-step community gets a little bit frustrated with all these different paid models because they're like, what about just the 12 steps, And I would love to get your opinion because I have a feeling you're a 12-step kind of guy. And I can see that. I can just can tell by your languaging. And I'd love to know what your thinking is, how, I get a lot of these naysayers that say, I don't get paid to do what I do. And what are you doing? You get paid. And, just a lot of negativity. And it's like, what? I mean, I say different strokes for different folks. Everybody needs something different.
I've got a question for you to love. What's the difference between treatment and recovery?
Treatment and recovery.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Well, the answer will blow you away.
Okay.
Recovery is filled with suggestions and treatment is filled with commands.
Okay. Wow.
I never ask my clients to do anything. I've never asked a sponsee. I don't tell a sponsee what to do. I just give them suggestions, you know, and recommendations. But in treatment, you can't allow somebody to make decisions for themselves
because
for a
they're
while.
Newly sober.
Correct.
Exactly.
So they don't have. Capable. Yeah, they're not capable of making that.
So are you tough love? You know, in other words.
No, I'm basically I bend or I tweak to accommodate whatever it is that they need. You know, I learned. I mean, after 1,100 coaching jobs, I've figured it out. You know what I mean? Like how to approach them and how to get their confidence within. You know, quickly.
I mean, you don't want people to be, you know, if they're used to certain privileges, you know, you don't want to enable them, but at the same time, you don't want to lose them. You know, I remember when I worked at Promises, that was one of my first jobs, you know, and that was the celebrity, you know, rehab for the stars. And they accommodated a lot of things. And some of it I didn't agree with, but some of that I kind of understood because, you know what, at least they were trying to get sober. I mean, maybe it wasn't a perfect sober situation.
Yeah.
And SOBA, you know, we allow them to have their telephones. I don't know what the new ruling is, if they're allowed to have the telephones right away or it takes a week or two, but you know, you don't want them to be addicted on their telephones, but at the same time, you know, you can't take away all their freedom, or a lot of them, you know, may not stick it out.
And
it's
they feel like a prisoner.
It's the entitlement that I crush in the intervention. I'm letting them know now. I mean, I don't allow so much to happen that there was like a stigmatism about me that if you're not serious about getting better, you know, and you're doing something like either on a movie or on a tour, don't call him. You know what I mean?
Because, and I like that because they
that.
Know who you are.
Correct.
You know what? I we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay off, obviously,
absolutely.
With us? We got you locked in here. Sorry, you're not going anywhere with us. Anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We got a great, great conversation going here. I hope that you stay. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 shows in the morning on Saturday mornings. And, of course, all of this you can hear on our podcast. And we'd love you to tune in there. Just to go to the iTunes/Kim Pagano Show podcast, and we'd love to have you there. All right, I want to give something away, and of course, how about December 16th at Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy, and of course, Jason Love, Quinn Dell, and Jeff Capri. Give us a call. We've got tickets right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery every Saturday from 2 to 3. And, of course, you can hear all of our shows on our podcast. Just go to iTunes slash facebook.com/KimPaganoShow. Rate us, review us, and follow us there. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out. And of course, any of this, call in. If there's somebody, something that you need from us, I want to refer all these amazing people to you. Call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Tracy and, of course, Sherry and Rod Esputo. Did I get it right?
Yes, I did.
All right. Anyways, and we're talking about interventions and sober coaching. And, you know, Rod, I want to ask you a question. What age? Is there an age limit? Is there, do you do young? Do you do, you know?
You know, I tell a lot of parents that, you know, you don't have to hire me for an intervention if your child's 17 or younger. You know, I'm not going to, I'd love to have your money, but, you know, basically you just got to tell them where to go and take them there.
Yeah. But if they're 19.
And they're 18 or 19, then, you know, what I do is I have a screening process for everybody that wants to be in the intervention. I have a process to where by the time I get to face that person, I know as much as I can about them because, you know, information is my weapon. You know, rather than speculating, I'll have conclusions. You know, and the way I've done it over the years is that I tell the people that, you know, this is my intervention, even though it's your child. And if I feel that you're inappropriate to be at the intervention, because I have, you know, some laws that
guidelines,
I don't violate,
yeah.
Policy, yeah, exactly, that, you know, you can't be there. And I did an intervention back in 94 where three brothers that were in an entertainment business and the little brother had the intervention. He goes, wait a minute, let me get this straight. I have the drug problem, but all three of you were in the bathroom snorting coke with me last weekend. And I'm like,
okay, you didn't tell us that, right? Oh. Yeah, you know.
And I realized that I didn't have a true process to, find out that information. And by the way, that intervention went south real quick.
I figured that. So. Yeah, you need to have everybody on your side, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so question, sober coaching. What will you be coaching? What if they don't go in? What if they've been through programs and now they just need to keep their life on track?
You know, I recently lost a beautiful friend recently. It's been all over the news of a musician who was found dead. And, you know, guy was just, I love him. I still love him because in spite of everything that he's gone through, he never stopped trying.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that. It's so funny. You must have read my mind, Kim and Rob. But what do you think that looks like when you see somebody, they leave treatment, and you don't want to know, and there's always hope, but what is it you're not seeing that they need to be doing in order to stay sober? I mean, I used to be a lot more lenient, and I'd be like, okay, so maybe you don't need to go to so many meetings, or maybe you don't need to go. And I have completely, completely changed tunes having the family addiction in my family. I mean, having addiction in my family, mm-hmm. and seeing what it looks like when you don't have a program. So what is the signs that someone might want to look for when they see, that person's not on the right track?
You know what? The first thing that I do is this, is I always ask them one simple question. Do you want to be better or do you want to get by?
Wow. Or do you want to survive or do you want to thrive?
Right, you know.
No, I like how even he said it. Do you want to get better or do you want to get by?
Yeah, write that down. That's good.
I am, yeah, I am. Yeah, because I really believe that, you know. And of course, we all want to thrive, but sometimes we're surviving, you know.
I went to this phenomenal class put on by UCLA. They did it one time. It was about kinesics, and it was put on by the federal government. The FBI put a class on about body language, and I was the only convicted felon in the room, and everybody else was agents and hostage negotiators, and we had a great 18 months. The first 9 months was kind of scary because they're like, do you really need to be here? And I learned about body language and watching the eyes and all that in 18 months, and I learned so much that I have, like, I believe this is to be true, is that I'm 20 seconds ahead of the addict, you know, and I've been able to kind of maintain that, you know, for, you know, the last 18, 19 years, and...
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you look like a young guy, so you must have gotten sober pretty young.
You know what? Opiate's a great preservative. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm really... And, you know, I got to tell you, when the people tell me they have that much time, again, having the face of addiction in my own home, I just look at you with such different eyes and so much...
Thank you.
You're just a miracle, and I hope you never take that for granted.
No, I don't. Actually, I did one time. I was diagnosed with lupus, and I thought the sky was going to fall. And I basically got loaded for 5 months. And after 15 and a half years, I have 12 years coming up in April again. But I decided that Chicken Little, that I'm going to die tomorrow. No, you're going to die eventually, but it might be 25, 30 years.
You know, the way I look at it now is, you know what? I think we're all going to die from something, right? You know, I mean, we can't get out of here alive. But you know what? I want to make sure that I'm doing
a good
job.
We're dying right now.
Like, yeah. No, we're living.
But you know, Buddhists say live as if you're dying. Because if you live as if you're dying, then
nobody
you're
knew
dying.
I was loaded but my mother.
Right. Your mom. So what? Moms know everything.
Moms always know.
So you got the so-called efforts. You just said, you know what? I'm sick anyway. I mean, what happened? What was the thinking?
I had major pain. I'd been through a bunch of tests. They didn't know what it was. Finally, I said, you know, what is your fact? I go, my older sister has lupus, you know? And she goes, well, they did an ANA test on me, and they found out that I had lupus. And she gave me some medication. She goes, call your sponsor. I called him up. He goes, I'm in a meeting. Call me back later. I'm like, okay. So I'm going home with 6 20-milligrams of brown OxyContin. And you got to understand, I don't understand time release at all. So from Beverly Hills to Brentwood, I took 5 because it was like 3:45 in the afternoon. It took me like about a half an hour, 45 minutes. I'm like, these pills don't work. I called her up. They're not working. I put my key in the door at home. I'm like, wham.
It hit you.
It hit me. And it was like, hey, Rod, we've been looking for you for 15 and a half years. We're glad you're back. And I went on for 5 months. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I had a big head. I was arrogant. I was self-absorbed and very, I was good at what I did, but I wasn't a good person.
See, I believe God keeps giving those signs until you get it. And, you know, and what you're basically saying is you really weren't humbled yet.
I have a saying, seek humility before humiliation finds you.
Oh, I like
that. I'm telling you.
He's going
to rip me off once again.
Yeah, I am.
Everybody does. Trust me.
Wait, seek humility before what?
Humility finds
seek humility before humiliation finds you. And that's what happened to me is that I was so hyperventilating going to get that newcomer chip, I passed out on the way back to my chair.
Oh, wow.
I literally hyperventilated.
So how did you pick yourself up again and say, okay, I got to get back on this journey? And again, I still want that other question answered. Like, what is it that people need to look at in families and friends?
This is what I believe. I believe this. I believe the entitlement is the biggest issue out of anything. I don't care if they're from Bel Air or Park Bench or Park Place. It doesn't matter, you know. Entitlement doesn't have a 7-figure or 8-figure. What it has is this, it's arrogance, you know, created by somebody else, allowing them to get away with something for so long, you know, and believing that there's nothing wrong with them at the same time. I go in there and I've got basically 20 minutes to crush that and to instill something else that, you know what? You know, what you deserve and what you're owed are two different things.
Question, Rod, is there, obviously we all look up to the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that holds you?
That is so, it's been bad the last 3 or 4 or 5 years where there's two things that people don't want to deal with, a higher power and a 12-step program.
Right.
They want a custom-made alternative in science. I see all these articles coming out and people having alternatives to the 12 steps and alternatives to this and that. And it's really funny that after working with thousands of people, I don't have an alternative. I have a process that's tried and true. And you know what? And I tell people, well, I don't want to go to meetings. You know, I go, well, great. You know, and then they ask me, how long do I have to go to meetings? I go, until you want to.
Exactly. I mean, it's a way of life, isn't it?
And
you can have an and. It doesn't have to be or. It can be 12 steps and Buddhism, 12 steps and the law of attraction.
Yeah, but when they're working with me, it's just the 12 steps. If they want to venture out afterwards, that's by all means.
Oh, so you're strictly
because I only work with them for like 90 days at the very most.
In the beginning, right?
6 months.
In the beginning, so that's the foundation.
If they come out of a treatment program for let's say 30 or 45 days or a 60-day rehab, I'll work with them for maybe 90 days max. Anything more, and it becomes the Peter principle. They forget to lose, you know, forget other things. So. You know, addicts have the attention span of a 5-year-old and Toys R Us, you know what I mean? And I want to be able to, like, utilize as much the quality time that I can with them and try to give them something, you know, to remember. I don't want to be a burden. I always tell everybody, you know, no matter what happens, I don't ever want my process to be a burden, whether it be financially or whatever. I want it to be the opportunity to change your life forever or to get a life, you know?
You seem really passionate about this.
You know what it is? It's something I learned how to do, and I learned how to do it well, and I got a great reputation, you know what I mean? There's people that hate me. I don't care. You know, the people that love me are the ones that matter, you know? And I get about 500 Christmas cards around Christmas time.
That's awesome. Wow, 500.
And I try to hang those up all over the chimney. It doesn't work, you know? There's just, I just kind of like, you know, put them on.
Where are you with your mom and your dad?
Where what?
Where are you with your mom and your dad now?
My dad passed away in 07, and he and I rekindled, and he saw me change a diaper, which was the best thing that he'd ever seen, because, you know, my daughter changed me. I was just so focused on, I don't want to say the wrong things, just not the proper things, you know?
Right.
And holding her in that nursery on, you know, March the 7th of 2005, Emma J. Esputo just changed my life. That little girl owns my heart, you know, and I don't go out of town for very long lengths of time like I used to. The longest I've gone without seeing her in 10 and a half years is 6 days.
That's
and I was
nice.
Miserable on day 5 and 6.
That's nice. I love it. Rod, I know, I hope that you stay, because we're going to actually be joined with Dr. Jean LaCour, and we're going to talk more really about the difference between recovery coaching and psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
But leave us with one thing that you can, you know, that you really feel can make a difference in somebody's life. If somebody out there is listening and they're struggling, maybe a family member, maybe a family, maybe a parent, you know, a husband, a wife. I mean, you know, there's always the other end of it, of going, just please don't do this one more time.
In 28 years, I've never had an addict or alcoholic call me and say, will you call my parents and have them do an intervention on me or come over and talk to me? That's never happened. So I always tell the family, you've hit bottom first, okay? It's our job now to describe and define the bottom that your child or your loved one is, you know, experiencing. And I have to basically dissect that for them to see that it's not all fun and games. And, you know, I associate using with dying. The party has been over a long time. You know, and I always associate using with dying. And you know what? I have one thing that I always tell parents, you know, if you get out of my way, I can help you to learn how to love your child and not lose yourself at the same time.
I love that. I love that. Rod, so stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Our next guest is Dr. Jean LaCour, and she is going to be talking about really kind of following on our same topic that we're talking about, the difference between recovery coaching and psychotherapy. And she is a recovery coach. You can call in anytime, and I would love to hook you up with any of our guests. If there's something that you're battling, let us help you. That's what we're really here for. Go ahead, Rob.
I have one thing I wanted to say, that in all my times that I'm coaching somebody, I have oversight by a psychologist or a psychiatrist that I've worked with for years. So it's not just me by myself.
It's a team. It's a support team.
Absolutely. And any decisions that I make or the psychiatrist or psychologist makes are a dual effort. So there's, you know, we're not battling each other. We're actually working as a team.
And I love that. And really, that's what I'm providing here is a support team for all of us. So again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give something away right now. How about Veggie Grill? Have you ever eaten a Veggie Grill? Oh my God, so good. So good for you. And really, I believe that, you know, you feed the inside of your body. That was some of our shows this morning, and it's all about taking care of yourself. So call us right now. I'd love to get you there. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338.
Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here three times a day on Saturday, 6 to 8, and then 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And of course, joining us right now is Dr. Jean LaCour. Dr. LaCour, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you. Hello.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, we've got a full studio. I love this. We've got Tom and Tracy and Rod and Sherry, and I'm Kim. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I've had the pleasure of working in the addiction field for the last 20 years. As a educator and trainer, we began training people that you would now call peer recovery specialists and addiction counselors, because there was this huge need of people that didn't want to go to university. So I've done it in 25 nations and worked a lot with the United Nations with this number one public health issue called addiction.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot in a lot of countries.
Now, when you say you're starting this program, and so people are not going to college anymore to do this, they're actually going under you?
We're a private career education institution under the Board of Education. So addiction workforce, many people who are certified go to independent institutes or schools. Mm-hmm. And they can move through pretty quickly to get credentials as a substance abuse counselor, drug and alcohol counselor.
Hi, Jean. It's Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. How are you today?
Great. Jean and I have become really great colleagues and friends this year. I'm really amazed at her program. She's got a recovery coaching certification program that actually is for anyone. I'm taking it as a licensed therapist. I already had a program that I finished, but hers is so much more complete and thorough that I just needed to take this course. So I'm in the process of getting certified with her program. But you know, I would love, Jean, we had an interventionist on earlier today, and I think it'd be so great for all of us to have an understanding of what the difference is between sober companion, sober coach, recovery coach, licensed psychotherapist, and life coach.
Right. And Dr. And
sponsor.
And Jean, is it okay I call you Jean?
Oh, please, yeah.
Jean, I want you to meet Rod, and Rod is here in the studio with us, and he does interventions and also sober coaching. And so I want to see how you guys are the same but different, because obviously we all bring different faces and different places to our journey of what we do. And so I love where this conversation's going.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. All my certifications lapsed. If I wanted to get them all back again, I have to go 500,000 CEUs to get them all back. And I just don't. I had 11 certifications, you know, and but they were all just trainings. And it's really funny. In the last 11 or 12 years, nobody's asked me for anything, you know, even when I went to.
Even as an interventionist?
When I did the show intervention for three seasons. And, you know, they said, where's your da da da? I go, I'll tell you what, call them up and ask them. If
who
they
you
get,
are, yeah.
You know, and see what they say. So, I mean, intervention asked me 8 times, and I agreed on the 9th time, you know. But the thing about the certifications that's kind of I'm worried about is that I'm talking to UCLA Extension Program right now about my screening process and what I utilize to see if we can turn that into something with, the you know, extension courses throughout this country to see if that will help people to expedite getting into a coaching or interventionist position, because not very many interventionists want to intern anybody. I'd intern anybody, you know, and I hope that somebody
You like to intern?
I love it because I know what they're doing out there, and I know what they know, mm-hmm. and I know what mistakes they've made to get where they're at. And I think it's like her program, you know. My program isn't going to be a certification, but they could go and do an oral board, or they can go and do one.
Yeah, see, and I, you know what, I kind of agree with you because it's life skills. Jean, what's your thought on it?
Well, you know, I think we have to talk about the word continuum of care. Mm-mm. And this is one of the most creative times in the addiction field. Really started about the turn of the millennium. A lot of creativity coming out of the modern recovery movement. And so you've got coaches saying they do this. You've got peer recovery support people doing that. You've got marvelous interventionists and Jeff Von Vonderen, and it's like jumping out and doing that. And it's an amazing time of energy. And we want to see where everything fits in a line, because psychotherapy is critical. You know, professional therapists, we need them. And I like to say it this way, Rod, and I'm sure you can relate to this. There's a time to look at what is wrong.
Yes.
You know, we started 2 years ago on the professional recovery coaching because I knew we needed something to extend and reinvent the recovery conversation. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what that psychotherapist does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want Sherry Gaba in my corner. You know, I want her on my speed dial when I'm dealing with depression, when my spouse is, when my child is, when we've got this life and death eating disorder, mm-hmm. when there's a crisis for stabilization. It's not the time to call a peer.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can talk to your peer, but what is wrong is very, very important.
I'm the master of defer, Jean. I'm the master of defer. Yeah, I defer so easily.
Yeah, Jean, now let me ask you a question. If I wanted to be a recovery coach, how could I do that?
Well, I mean, let's...
I think we should go back to differentiating, like I said, because we have an audience out there that has no idea.
If I were to say, would you like to be a pilot? Would you like to be a pilot? I would imagine the three of you might have thought of different things, maybe a helicopter or a little, you know, little Piper, or you may have thought of, you know, a 747. And that is the issue we have with this word coach. Everyone can use it for everything about anything, but right. The captain of a 747 has something else in their toolkit, you know, different from, you know, the bush pilot. You know, so the coaching world is real. They're actually
it's polluted. Jean, don't lie.
Industry. Pardon?
It's polluted. It's just so convoluted with different people in different walks of life trying to make money. You know,
I maybe come at it from a little different way in mm-hmm. terms of people are jumping in and bringing their good gifts. So I mentioned we started training counselors and therapists in 1995, mm-hmm. but it's 5 years later, the modern recovery movement and our dear friend Bill White said, wow, mm-hmm. we need another role between the therapist counselor and the 12-step sponsor. We could call them a recovery advocate, recovery mentor, recovery coach. And that took off. So I began training coaches, again, for NADAC and all these certification boards, because there's a skill set and people want to learn. And then we find out later that there really is a coaching profession, Kim. You know, it's mm-hmm. Different. There really are very intense skills to be an excellent professional coach, whether it's business or executive or leadership. So what I just have to say what I did here, Rod, I realized that there's a time to focus on what is wrong. Mm-hmm. My husband he relapsed for 10 years after a 30-year drinking, mm-hmm. you know, career, until a clinician pointed out how clinically depressed he was. His peers didn't see it. I didn't see it. Friends mm-hmm. didn't see it. But that clinician knew what was wrong. But there's a time now after a nice long period of stability and giving back as that peer and the recovery houses and sober companions mm-hmm. and I'll live with you and I'll stay with you and I'll pace with you. You will not be alone.
So Jean, let me ask you a question. When you're
talking, that's the continuum, right? What is strong?
Were you married to your husband?
Yes, I still am for 44 years.
Okay, but you said so you didn't realize that he was going through a depression, and you're a recovery coach, correct?
Well, I'm a trained preventionist. I have a master's in clinical psychology. But you know, when you meet someone, and I used to say, no, that's just
love is blind, Jean. I did the same thing too. Well, it's all right.
No, I'm not downing you, but I'm actually making a point here because sometimes it's right in our home.
I work in addiction, and my ex was on painkillers for 2 years addictively. I thought he was taking them, quote, as needed. And I believed him. I mean, you know,
we're naive. Because so many of us are helping, you know, the strangers in our life and can't really see what's happening in our own homes. And so that's, you know, I mean, that, you know, it just.
And I love the transparency, Jean, because it makes us human as professionals.
No, it happens to all of us. I really think that this is why this show has been so successful, is because we're so humbled. We're so authentic in what we're talking about here. And so, I thank you.
Thank you for that, too. That's nice. I mean.
Yeah.
But do you know something? When you find out that person has an anxiety disorder, or they really are bipolar, and you're sitting there with peers saying, you can't take any medications, or you're really not in sobriety. Or you have people, because of stigma, they don't want to go to the doctor and say, I would go even to our family physician, and because my husband had 600 employees and was very well known in the community, but he had that temperament, and I know you've seen it, Rod and Sherry. Low-key, no one could tell he was depressed, but I knew when he drank, you know, a half a bottle of vodka every night, but no one saw it but for me, and I didn't have a word. And they would say, well, he's fine, or he has a lot of stress, or he's got a lot of responsibility, and that's called professional enabling.
Right.
But a clinician who spotted it changed our lives with a little pill called Prozac. And again, we don't have to fight in an AA room. He can now go and participate, if you will.
I'm a proponent of medication too, Jean. I'm also a huge proponent of whatever it takes. All my clients go through either a psychiatric or a psychological assessment before I work with them.
Awesome. See? And that comes from, to Sherry's, request that I kind of compare and contrast here the psychotherapist, because over here in our recovery support and our peer specialist, and I have trained thousands of these folks that are, they're more than a sponsor, they're in their country, sometimes doing the only addiction recovery work, within 200 miles, is this peer or this this person that does know how to link people to what they need.
Right.
But I found that coaching, if I can just use this little analogy.
Jean, you know what? We need to really take a quick break. Will you hold that till we come back? Will you stay with us?
Oh, sure.
Kim, okay, thanks. You got it. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery here, and we've got a great conversation going on, and I hope that you stay with us. I hope that if anyone is listening right now that is having some kind of a problem in their life, really, we're all being so authentic. I want you to call in. I want you to be a part of this. We can get some help to you and your families and your loved ones. So our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give somebody a pair of tickets to the 37th annual charity event that is Homes for the Holidays Red Barn Holiday Boutique, and that's happening tomorrow from 10 to 5, and we'd love you to be there. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Recovery. We've got a little bit of time left. And again, we've got a full studio here. Rod, thank you so much for being in studio with us. And Sherry and Tracy and Tom. And, of course, I'm Kim. And, of course, we have Dr. Jean LeCour. And we're talking really about recovery. Really recovery. There's so many levels and layers to recovery and how and who we get to support us through our journey. And I just love that as a mom, you know, and as somebody who's really put together a level of really putting together a collection of people that I can use to help in all of our ways to help families out there. We don't know how to help our families, like just like you, Jean, had talked about your husband. There's so many things that happen on so many levels in all of our relationships. Sometimes we're married to some, you know, to our husbands or our wives, and we think they're the person that we thought they were, and they're so not. There's just so many levels. Let's bring this to some really great tips that both of you, all of us, have learned on our journey.
Or maybe why a woman would hire a coach. Why would someone want to take a certified coaching? I mean, you'd be like perfect, Kim, as a recovery coach. Because this is a field that, you know, you're stepping into. You know, have Jean explain why that would be.
Okay, and how long is something like that? What would be entailed with that?
Well, we have 100 hours of online training. And we have monthly, you know, discussions and roundtables. And I wanted to take all this incredible content from the addiction world and put it into the hands of people that really see that people have amazing potential and can change and recover. So it's a non-clinical course. We do a whole section on the family, a whole section on helping people understand the brain chemistry. Because it's just like, wow, it's very cool. But the coaching piece, the professional coach that really is based in positive psychology on the theory of well-being, but these are powerful new ideas building on human resiliency. That's when you've gotten through the crisis, you know, you've been in treatment, you've been in the hospital, in and out, all of those incredible things where we need people, you know, all hands on deck. There's life and death here. But, you know, there's so many people who've had, you know, 1 to 10 to 20 years of recovery, and they haven't grown beyond the mentality of what they were told in early recovery. That was my
passion. That is an absolute fact.
And either Rod, there are people like you and I, or my husband, who took your experience and then gave back and have made a life of helping others and training others. But
you know,
there are many people who are not going to come back and jump in, you know, and make this their life passion. And that's what I have seen. The authentic self takes a little while to emerge, you know, after that trauma of recovery and treatment and crisis and relapsing and near death and all of these things that we know about. And that's why I just say, if you want to focus on what's wrong, let's reignite people who are in recovery from codependency. Because they have not, it's almost like there's a blossom that began, but they haven't really rediscovered in their lives.
Right. You know what, Jean, we are at the end of our show, and I so thank you for being a guest here.
We have to have Jean back,
yeah,
for sure.
And Rod, what a pleasure meeting you and having you on our show. I want to thank all of our listeners out there for tuning in, and I want you to remember, life is too short to spend another day at war with yourself. And really, that's what this whole show is about. There's somebody that can help you in so many levels, and I would love you to call in. We'll find that person for you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Jean, I'm going to give you a call because I'd love to find out how to further my career in helping other people. And of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Wake up with determination. Go to bed with satisfaction. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And have a really great weekend and be kind to yourself. I'll talk to you soon.